여인아 주와의 템포 여인아 너희나 주와의 템포 너희나 너희나 주와의 템포 You are a temple of the Holy Ghost Yes I know Yes I know Yes I know why I'm a temple Yes I know Yes I know why I'm a temple Yes I know Yes, I know I am a temple I am a temple of the Holy Ghost Full of grace, full of grace Full of power, full of glory Full of grace, full of power Full of glory Full of grace, full of power Full of glory I am a temple of the Holy Ghost walking up the seven steps unto perfection Walking up the seven steps unto perfection Walking up the seven steps unto perfection I am a temple of the Holy Ghost Know ye not, I am a temple Know ye not, you are a temple Know ye not, you are a temple You are a temple of the Holy Ghost
of offerings. Heavenly Father, we approach once again, Lord. Father, with thanksgiving for this which was put, Lord, into this basket on this night. Father God, your children have reached, Lord, into their pockets, Lord, from their heart, and they've given what they can, Lord. Father, we know that many times it's not so much the amount that we give, but Lord God, it's the motive in our heart, Lord. So we pray, Lord God, thanking you for your children who have given wholeheartedly tonight, and want to ask you to bless and sanctify this tithes and offering. Father, bless it, may it, Father, go a long way in helping in the things of your kingdom, Lord. Father, and we ask you that you'll replenish and restore as you've promised in your word unto your children, O God. Father, that it may be known, Lord, that as you said, Lord, heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. And Lord, that you're not a man that you should lie. So, Lord, we pray that you'd increase, Lord God, even the bonds of your children, Lord. Especially at this time, Father God, that we have, Lord, before us. Such a great project to build thee a house, O God. Father, we know it's not what we can do, Lord. But we know when we give the little that we have and you bless it, Lord, you will multiply it. Multiply it this, Lord, this night. Father, we pray once again for young Daniel who's not well. Please undertake for the boy. We know that it's just Satan trying to hinder him, Lord, from coming and enjoying the fellowship of the saints. So we curse that illness in the name of Jesus. Lord, and we look forward, Father, to hearing good testimony, Lord, of your deliverance. Bless your children still on their way, Lord. Undertake for them is our prayer as we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Victory today is mine. I told Satan to get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Oh, joy today is mine, 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 mine. I told Satan to get thee behind me. Joy today is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine, 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 mine. I told Satan to get thee behind me. Peace. Satan to get thee behind me. Healing today is mine, oh, rest is mine, rest is mine, hallelujah. Oh, rest today is mine, 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 mine. I told Satan to get thee behind me. Yes, today is mine. Oh, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Victory today is mine, 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 mine. I told Satan to get thee behind me. Victory today is mine. Oh, joy is mine. Joy is mine. Hallelujah. Is mine. Joy today is mine, 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 mine. I told Satan to get behind me. Joy today is mine. Peace is mine. Hallelujah. Peace today is mine. I know Satan to get thee behind me. Peace today is mine. Oh, healing is mine. Healing is mine. Healing today is mine. My, 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 my. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Healing today is mine. A rest is mine. Hallelujah. Oh, rest today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind me. Yes, today is, oh, my sins were deeper in the ocean when my Lord sanctified me. My sins were higher than the mountain when my Lord sanctified me. Singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire came down. 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 Singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire, yeah, when my Lord sanctified me. My sins were flowing like a river when my Lord sanctified me. My sins were flowing like a river when my Lord sanctified me. Singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire came down, when the fire came down, when the fire came down. Singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire, when my Lord sanctified me. My sins were deeper than the ocean when my Lord sanctified me. My sins were deeper than the ocean when my Lord sanctified me. Singing glory, hallelujah, when the fire came down, when the fire came down, when the fire came down.
Jesus is mine, 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 mine. Jesus is mine, Jesus is my Savior, day by day, mine, mine, mine. Jesus is mine, 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 mine. Jesus is mine, 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 mine. Jesus is mine, Jesus is my Savior, day by day, mine, mine, mine. Jesus is mine, 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 mine. Jesus is mine, 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 mine. By day, mine, mine, mine. Jesus is mine, He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me. He's everything. He's everything to me. He's everything. Everything to me. He's my father, my mother, my sister, and my brother. He's everything to me.
Amen. Just before the word, we'll kind of slow down things a bit. We'll sing Justified.
Wandering about what I'm supposed to do, I can't deny the times I've made mistakes. I can't hide from being me new, but I knew that deep within my soul I felt sorry. Honest, I do. So I just cried and said, forgive me, Lord, forgive me again, will you? Justified, justified. You have not done it in the first place. Justified, justified. Oh, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justified. So often I'm discouraged when I count the times I fall, 'cause He promised I'll be victorious when I know I'm not at all. Then I heard an eagle scream, its voice quickened my soul. He said, you've not done it in the first place. You justified. Oh, justified. Oh, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justified. Justified. Oh, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justified. Looked at your perfect picture without blame, spot or wrinkle. Look at you where you are now. He looked from eternity. He said, you're just trapped in that body. You bypass your theophany. You have not done it in the first place. You justified. Oh, justified. Oh, justified. You have not done it in the first place. You justified. Justified. Oh, justified. You Jesus plans to justify. Justify, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify, justify. Oh, justify. You have not done it in the first place. You justify.
Amen. Amen. How many are justified here? Amen. Amen. We praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. We are really justified and we testify it. Amen. Amen. Thank you for coming into the house of the Lord. We have our brother Passmore from Scotland. God bless you, brother Passmore. Amen. Amen. You are in the middle of your brothers. There's no visitors in the house of the Lord. You are in the family, and we welcome you in the name of the Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the worship. We thank you for the songs. We thank you for the song leading, O Lord, for the prayers, for the offering, for everything that has been done. We can feel blessed, O Lord, and we believe that you will be with us for the rest of the service, O Lord. Heavenly Father, now that we are approaching the word, you are the author of the word, O Lord. Be the inspiration behind what we are going to read. Give us the words and the expressions that will bring the idea behind what you want to say to your people, O Lord. Be our understanding, O Lord. We commit everything into your hands. We commit this, our brother Daniel, into your hands. The devil is not happy, O Lord, since the time he saw him making this public testimony, O Lord. He waged warfare against him, O Lord. But the gates of hell will never prevail, O Lord, because he's fighting a wind battle, O Lord. Heavenly Father, be with us. We thank you for these families in the U.S. that you have protected from fires, O Lord. And we believe, O Lord, that many of our brethren are being protected under the wings of the angels, O Lord. Bless your word as we read it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Let's read in Acts chapter 7, 44 to 49. Acts 7:44-49. I read, "Our fathers had the tabernacle of witness in the wilderness, as he had appointed, speaking unto Moses, that he should make it according to the fashion that he had seen, which also our fathers that came after brought it with Jesus into the possession of the Gentiles, whom God drave out before the face of our fathers, unto the days of David, who found favor before God, and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him a house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, as saith the prophet, Heaven is my throne, and earth is my footstool. What house will ye build me, says the Lord, or what is the place of my rest?" Amen. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you. So we have a small topic this evening. What house will you build me? From what we have just read. Amen. So, Stephen here, before those who wanted to kill him, those who wanted to condemn him, is recalling how God has dealt with his people in the past, from the time of Moses in Israel, and he's recalling a particular event when They built a temple in the wilderness. So he said, even though Moses built a house for God, but God doesn't dwell in what is built by human's hands. It's something that I went through, I read it many times, but I couldn't pick the meaning behind of this. Because when I go back into the Old Testament, in Exodus 25:8, I read, God himself is asking Moses to go and tell the children of Israel, and let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them. Amen. So it was a commandment from the Lord himself. Build me a sanctuary so that I can dwell among my people. And in reading the Old Testament, we see that he came and dwelt in that tabernacle. When Solomon built the temple, he came and the Shekinah dwelt in the tabernacle. But a few years later, Stephen is telling us that he doesn't dwell in what is built by human hands. So, there's kind of contradiction. But God never contradicts himself. He doesn't dwell in what is built by hands. That's perfect. But he dwelt in the tabernacle. So there's something that he wants to show us there. Amen?
Amen.
The tabernacle, we know it was built by human hands. Amen. The temple of Solomon was built by men. Amen. But God dwelt in those two buildings. There's something very important and very interesting for us to understand. If we go back to see how the tabernacle was built, you will understand now what's the meaning behind this. Amen. Because God from the beginning, his wish was to live in his dwelling place, which is human's heart. Amen. He lived with Adam in Eden. He was happy. He was at home living in Adam's soul. Amen. So that was his perfect will to live in man, because it's not made by human's hand. Amen. But when sin came, it was a kind of disturbance into his program. So he had to find a way to feel at home somewhere. Amen. So God was not happy as long as he was far away from his people, from his dwelling place. So his aim was always to live as close as he could to his dwelling place. His aim was because he could feel only comfortable living in man. But since he couldn't enter in man because of sin, he had to find a way to live as close as possible to make himself a home away from home. Amen. So he ordered Moses, tell them to build me a tabernacle. But let's see now how that tabernacle was built. Now you will understand that God was dwelling in the tabernacle, but he was not seeing it as a human building. Amen. He asked them, if we go, they're going to be a bit of readings today, because we need to really understand the meaning behind. Especially, we are in a building project. So we need to speak spiritually to understand what temple God wants us to build for him. But we have a physical temple to build as well. So we won't always be spiritual, because we have been too spiritual for a long time. There's a time when we need to be physical as well. Amen. Because the seats you are sitting on, they are not spiritual. They are physical. Amen. So we need to be balanced. So God said, Exodus 25 from verse 1. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they bring me an offering of every man that give it willingly with his heart he shall take my offering. And let them make me a sanctuary that I may dwell among them, according to all that I showed thee after the pattern of the tabernacle and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall he make it. Amen. In Exodus 35, God repeat the same request again. Take ye from among you an offering unto the Lord. Whosoever is of a willing heart, let him bring it an offering to the Lord. Gold, silver, brass, and they came, everyone of whose heart stirred him up, and everyone whom his spirit made willing, and they brought the Lord's offering to the work of the tabernacle of the congregation. Amen. So God is now asking them, because God wants them to build something, to build the tent, to build the tabernacle in which he will stay, he will remain. But don't forget, God dwells in something. He wants to make it look as if it was his original dwelling place. So, God, being the creator, he could have created wood, stones, even give Moses money to go and buy something to come and build the tabernacle. But he didn't do that. He asked them, you people, I want you to come and give what you have to build me this tabernacle. Because he wanted the building not to be identified to some man's work, but he wanted to be a fruit of the sacrifice of the people. Amen. Remember, these people, they are not wealthy people. They are slaves that came out of Egypt. Amen. They have been 400 years slaves in Egypt. They didn't have any inheritance from their fathers. They didn't have any bank account saving that their fathers gave them. They were slaves that came out of Egypt. All their belongings, all their wealth, that's what God was asking them to bring. Amen. It was a fruit of a sacrifice. It was a fruit of death to self. Amen. Imagine those people, they've been wandering in the wilderness. All that they could have, I don't know, those golds and silver and stone, they may have been gathering them for years under their slavery, maybe saving it for their children. I don't have any legacy to leave to my children, but this piece of gold, I keep it here so that my child, when he's grown up, my daughter, when she's grown up, she'll inherit it and start a living. Amen. But it was that very thing that God was asking them, come and offer it for the building of the temple. Amen. Amen. It was death to self. They were just ignoring, giving up, abandoning completely even their offspring to give it to the Lord. Amen. So that tabernacle, that temple, when it was built, God was not seeing a piece of materials. He was seeing human people that gave up their lives. Amen. People that abandoned what they had to give it to the Lord. It was a fruit of a sacrifice of self that the Lord could dwell in it. Amen. So, that's why the Lord came and dwelt in the tabernacle. Because it was not something seen like just a piece of metal, but it was a fruit of death to self. Even the children of Israel themselves, when they could pass and see the tent, they could feel the pain. Amen. They could feel the sacrifice of what they have done to have this job done. They could see the future of their children. They could see how they gave up their everything to get that temple built. Amen. So, God dwelling in that tabernacle, it was like him living in his people. It was like him living in his original dwelling place. Amen. Amen. That's why there's no contradiction between what Stephen said, the Almighty doesn't dwell in what is built by hands, and him living in the tabernacle, because it was a fruit of a sacrifice of themselves. Amen. So they built him that they brought the offerings. People from every kind of life, they came. In Exodus 35, Moses keep on saying, 22, and they came, both men and women, as many as were willing-hearted, and brought bracelets and earrings and rings and tablets and jewels and gold, and every man that offered an offering of gold unto the Lord. They gave it willingly. There was no forcing people. There was no pushing people. It was a sacrifice of self. Hallelujah. People came. Some brought, they had only bracelets. Instead of keeping it in the house, they brought it to the temple, to the building fund. Amen. Some, they brought just earrings. Amen. Just small pieces of earrings and gave it to the building fund. Amen. Some, they brought just their rings. Amen. Just rings, they brought it. Those who could give more, they gave more. Those who could give just a piece of ring, they gave a piece of ring. Amen. Amen. Some gave jewels, gold, and every man offered gold unto the Lord. And every man with whom was found blue and purple and scarlet and fine linen and goat's hair. Amen. Even goat's hair. I laughed when I read it. You know, even goat's hair. People, he's showing that God didn't mind. He was looking at the sacrifice people were doing inside their hearts. You could bring gold, you could bring brass, you could bring silver, you could bring even goat's hair to give to the building. Because everything had its place in the building of the temple. Amen. And red skins of ram and badger skin, they brought them. And everyone that did offer an offering of silver and brass brought to the Lord offering. And every man with whom was found shittim wood for any work that service of the service brought it. Listen. And in 25. And all the women that were wise hearted, even sisters, nobody was left out. Amen. Amen. Did spin with their hands. You know, it was not only to say, I don't have gold, I don't have this, I don't have that. Even your skills. They gave even their own skills. He couldn't give a gold. She couldn't give goat's hair. She couldn't. Even those who gave, but they came with their skills to build, to help in the building. Amen. And brought that which they had spun, both of blue and of purple, of scarlet and of fine linen. And all the women whose heart stirred them up in wisdom spun goat's hair. And the rulers brought onyx stones. You see, the rich people now, they're bringing onyx stones. Big, big presents. You know? And stone to be set for the ephod and for the breastplate. Listen now, verse 28. And spice and oil for the light. Some people, they could bring just some onions. I don't know. Some could bring just some, just spice. But we'll see down the line that all these things add their importance. For the anointing oil and for the sweet incense. So people are now gathering their stuff. They are coming with, they give this, they give that, they give that. At the end of the edifice, at the end of the building, if I gave a piece of ring, if I gave a piece of earring, that person could come into the tabernacle when it was finished. He could see two angels with their wings standing there. A piece of ring that woman gave, it was transformed to become angels' wings. Amen. Amen. A piece of brass that woman gave, It was transformed to become the mercy seat. Amen. If she kept it in the house, it could have remained forever just a mere piece of metal. Amen. But in the hands of the Lord, it became the mercy seat. Amen. In the hands of the Lord, it became the cherubims. Amen. In the hands of the Lord, it became the candlestick. Very important principle for us to understand. If you hold on to what you have, it will just remain what it is. Amen. But in the hands of the Lord, what you could have kept as your riches, it becomes something that gives life. Amen. It became the ark of the law, where the Shekinah could come and dwell in the middle of the people. Amen. So, God could, you know, joyfully come and sit in the middle of his people because he knew these people were not selfish. These people, they have given themselves up for me to live in their midst. So God living in the tabernacle, it was not God living in a human edifice. It was God living in his people, among his people. Amen. So it's a very important principle for us to understand that your gift, your talent, if you keep it, you hold it to yourself, it will just remain a human talent. But in the hands of the Lord, it will become mercy for the world.
Amen.
It will save the world. Amen. It will save that perishing soul that needs salvation.
Amen.
Amen. So, they brought these things. They gave it to the Lord. Remember, all these gifts sitting there, they were just, you know, in a gathering of materials. But they had to go through a transformation. They had to go through a process of transformation for it to be brought from just some piece, shapeless metal, to an ark of the law. From some piece of shapeless metal to angel's wing. Amen. God made provision for that as well. God made provision for that so that Moses, when he went on up to the mountain, God showed him the vision. Moses saw already the temple, how it should look like. He saw all the vision. He knew what the temple, the tabernacle should look like. When he came on earth, the prophet had the vision. It called the people. He said, you come. God don't want to walk himself anymore. God wants to work with his people. He wants to associate you in his work. So if you want to be blessed, come and join me in this project. They came. So we had there Moses, the prophet. We had the people that brought their presence. We had the presence sitting there. But something had to happen for those people with their skills, the gifts that gave, to become the tabernacle of the Lord. Because if they just sat there, it could just remain a mount of gifts, of presents, of materials. But Moses, he had the image, he had the representation of the tabernacle in his mind. God made a provision so that those presents, those materials, should go through a process to become the temple of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
What happened then? Moses comes. God speaks. Amen. Let's read in the same Exodus 35. Verse 30. And Moses said unto the children of Israel, see, the Lord had called by name, the Lord had called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God. in wisdom and understanding and in knowledge and in all manner of workmanship. Amen. And to devise curious work, to work in gold and in silver and in brass and in the cutting of stone, to set them, amen, and in carving of the wood, to make any manner of cunning work. And he has put in his heart that he may teach. Amen. Both he and Aholiab, the son of Ahisamak of the tribe of Dan. Amen. So, are you with me?
Amen.
It's very important here.
Amen.
After they brought all the materials, the material was sitting there. That material had to be transformed. Amen. Had to be brought from what it was to becoming the ark of the law. From what it was to become the altar. Amen. God inspired someone called Bezalel. Amen. God inspired Bezalel to be the inventor. Bezalel didn't go with Moses on the mountain to see the vision. Moses went alone on the mountain. He came down, but Bezalel, God gave him the inspiration. When Moses spoke, Bezalel could catch the vision from Moses tail and then reproduce what Moses saw. Amen.
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 Bezalel was not Moses.
Amen.
Bezalel was not with Moses on the mountain, but Bezalel sat there. Moses could say, I saw two angels with their wings doing like this. I could see an ark. I could see this. Bezalel could get into the vision and reproduce what Moses saw. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So it was very important that the people not only listen to Moses, but they should listen also to Bezalel, not at the same level as Moses, but Bezalel, God inspired him to catch the vision and to bring to manifestation what he didn't see, but he listened to the teaching of Moses. Amen.
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 We are talking about Moses.
Amen.
So it's very important for us today to understand this principle. That man, he was there. He could go and come up. God would inspire him. Moses tells him, Bezalel, you know, I saw this, I saw that. You know, it was looking like this. It was such amount of brass into that material, such amount of gold, such amount of silver, and it gave a certain sound. Bezalel could go back and take the materials that the people brought, take the vision that Moses told him, and you'll stand in the middle. He took the material, he took the vision, and mixed them together, and brought something, and came and showed Moses. Moses, is this what you saw? Moses said, exactly, this is what I saw. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God inspired him. God gave him that capacity to invent. The Bible said, to devise curious words. The words that will, you know, astonish people. Things that didn't exist. Processes that didn't exist, but the man could come and do something, and you see, oh, where did it come from? It was the inspiration of God. So it's a very important principle. The prophet went up onto the mountain. He saw the vision. He came down. God inspired, and listen, he was not alone. He said, both he and Aholiab. There is fivefold ministry. Amen.
Amen.
It's not a one-man ministry. Amen.
Amen.
There's fivefold ministry.
Amen.
No one could come and boast himself, I am, you know, the replacement for Brother Branham. There is no brother replacement for the prophet today.
Amen.
We are led by the fivefold ministry. Amen.
Amen.
After the prophet left, it's the fivefold ministry that lead the church. Amen.
Amen.
So, that's the importance of the fivefold ministry today. The prophet went on to the mountain. He caught the vision.
He saw the vision of the bride. Amen. The prophet, in the vision, he saw the bride coming from many different countries with their flags of their country. He saw them, you know, clothed in a certain way. He saw them walking in a certain way. He saw them singing in a certain way. We were not there. Amen. But when he comes down, he tells us, I went there, I saw this, 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 this. God will raise now Bezaliels. Amen.
Amen.
Those people that would have now the capacity to enter inside the word. Amen.
Amen.
To enter there and to start reading. Amen.
Amen.
That's why don't neglect the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not putting myself forward. We are talking about the gift of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
We are talking about the grace of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
So, God will give them some abilities, those people, those Bezalel. When they go into the message, things that you read, the same message that we read, the Bezalel will come out with things that will say, but I've already read this message, I've never seen this. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the role of the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
Don't neglect the fivefold ministry. Don't say, I'll sit home and listen to the tapes. It's good to listen to the tapes, but the fivefold ministry will bring you to perfection.
Amen.
Amen. Are you with me?
Amen.
So Bezalel had to be there. Moses, his job was to bring the revelation. I saw this, I saw that, I saw that. It was it for Moses. Moses was there now just to watch. I've seen it, but God didn't give me the skills to reproduce it. God has put Bezalel there. You guys, bring your gold, bring your silver, bring your everything, put it there. Bring your own skills. You people, come. Not only your gifts, even yourself, you people, come.
Amen.
Sit there. And this man, he will be the teacher. Amen. Because the Bible says, and he has put in her that he may teach. Amen.
Amen.
He could go into Moses' mind and get what Moses saw. You could go with him and read. Moses said this, 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 there. We could all go in there. May him, his vision, his understanding of what Moses said was above. God had put them at a certain level above the rest of the people. That's why the fivefold ministry is very important for your perfection.
Amen.
Don't take them as your friends. Don't take them as your, they may be your brothers, they may be your siblings, they may be your husband or what. But when it comes to the ministration of the word,
Amen.
Don't play around. It's the gift of the Lord in the person. Amen.
Amen.
So, it was now up to that man to take you. What are you? No, I am a carpenter. Are you a carpenter? Okay. We've got some piece of wood there. You do this. Take such amount of such wood. Take such amount of nails. And cut it. Such size, cut this way, give it. And when the man would come, he said, no, I didn't mean this. Go and start again. You should go back.
Amen.
And start over again.
Right.
10 times he will tell you, 10 times you'll go and come back. He'll tell you, no, this isn't it. Until the inspiration God has put in him and what you reproduce will go along with what Moses saw. And him, after he agreed, he will show Moses. Moses said, yes, this is what I saw. Amen. This is God's order, brother. We can't change things. Don't put yourself forward. Don't put yourself forward. God has a certain way he operates. And let's follow that way. The prophet is there. The fivefold ministry. And the church follows. Amen. If you want to become something, if you want to become something in the house of the Lord, those people who obeyed, those people who accepted, they could see now at the end of the job that the temple is there. Oh, that, you know, that tent, it was actually my wife who sold it. But your wife sold it according to the vision of Moses and the guidance of Bezalel. Amen. Very important. What house shall we build me? This is the house we are building. This is the house of obedience to the Lord. This is the house of self-sacrifice, self-abandonment, house of submission. That's where God could live. Amen. So, excuse me. They did the job. It was very interesting to see the people under the leadership, to see the people under the conduct of the word of God, and it led them unto perfection. The ark, when God came at the end of the job, he looked down, he saw the ark, he saw the reflection, because God can't live somewhere where he can't see the reflection of himself. God will never live in such a place. So he could see himself reflected in the tabernacle. He came down and dwelt in. Because there was in harmony. Because the obedience from Moses the prophet, obedience from the people that gave themselves up willingly, that died to themselves to build the house of the Lord, obedience to Bezalel, who was a faithful servant of Moses, repeating exactly what Moses told them. He didn't come up with his own revelation. He was just reproducing what Moses, the provision that Moses gave them. He was just giving, repeating what Moses said. And the people, by their obedience, by their submission to what the leadership of the fivefold ministry, it brought God to dwell in their midst. The Lord, Stephen said, I'm going to read it again. Howbeit the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands. Amen. That's an eternal principle of our Lord. He will never, ever live in what is made by hand. But if you want to become the dwelling place of the Lord, this is the pattern. Come up. That's why we need you in church. Amen. That's why Bezalel couldn't stand there if there were no people to do the job that was required to do. He could get the inspiration. He could get all the inventions that he had in mind, but he needed the people to come. He needed the presence of the people in the assembly so that the job could go forward. That's why, don't only, because you can say, okay, you know, I pay my tithes through my tithes, through internet banking. I sit home on my sofa, on my PC, 10,000 euro tithes, 11,000 euro offerings. And it's good to give, but it was not only present. It was not only materials. It was yourself as well. Amen. God wants you. Because if we just come, you know, if it was only for money, I don't know if an offering has been taken today. Amen. Yeah, we can go home. If it was just for money, we can come just collect your money and go home. But what brings us here, we need money to pay the bills, we need money to keep things going, but the most important is your soul.
Amen.
The most important we need here is your soul, is your submission, is your love to the word, your submission to the word. That's what will produce the dwelling place of the Most High. Amen. So we are going to insist on this principle of giving out willingly. My brother, my sister, if you go through the Bible, you will see that if you, all those that gave out willingly what they have, what was important to them, it became life-saving to someone else. In God's, in the Lord's hand, it was something different than if it stayed in your hand. If it stayed in the house, it could just be, I don't know, a piece of glass, that you could use to drink water or, get drunk and kill yourself. But that same cup given to Moses, it became the Ark of the Law. That same cup given to Moses, it became the mercy seat. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Very, very important for us. We see now in the New Testament a similar setting. Because human nature always like to hold to what you have. You know, if you have, I always see it with my children at home. You may find there's just 4 slices of bread left in the morning. We didn't buy them the next day. The first one we wake up, he'll eat all the 4 slices. But don't you think of your brother and sisters? What will they eat? There's just such amount of milk left. Take and the bread and milk and everything, eat and sit. But what will your brothers eat? That's human nature. To hold to your materials, to what you have. But the Lord came to show if you hold on to that, you will perish with it. It will be just something that you will eat or keep, or that same thing will kill you. But if you come and give it to the Lord, it will become something that will be a blessing for yourself and for the rest of the people. We see in Matthew, in Luke 9, we know, everybody knows the multiplication of bread. Amen. Amen. People were there, Jesus had preached, and sometimes Jesus could go very long, could take all night or all day preaching, and the people were so interested in they just forgot that the shops have closed. No way to go and buy something to eat. And if you read the scripture, you'll see, it was actually the disciples that came and told Jesus, Lord, but let them go because it's getting late. Let them go. The Lord said, No. You feed them. Amen.
Amen.
You feed them. But listen, we don't have money to go. There are many people here. What could you do? He said, no. You have the responsibility of feeding these people. But Lord, listen, we have only 5 bread and 2 fishes. Human selfishness. Amen. Because I think they were 12, isn't it? They were 12, so they were thinking 5 bread so we could, split it. Thomas and Philip will get one half. John and James, the other half. Some will get a piece of fish. Some, it's not even enough for us. We know the Lord doesn't eat so much, so we won't count it. Amen. So these 5 pieces is not even enough for us. But these 5,000 people, Lord, let them go so that we can eat our fish quietly. Amen. We can eat our bread quietly, and then when they buy something to eat, they'll come and we'll preach again. Amen. Because we are spiritual. You know, men will not live by bread alone. Let them go and eat bread, and here they will feed them with the word. No, the Lord said, no, you feed them.
Amen.
You feed them.
Amen.
And see the setting. It was in a, isolated place. There were no shops. There was no money. There was nothing. But the Lord asked them, you feed them. The Lord said, but listen, they hid it. Because if you read, they didn't tell him straight away, we have 2 bread and 2 fishes and 5 bread. They didn't say tell him straight away. They were hiding their bread to eat later. No, we have no money. They gave many excuses. He said that, you have really nothing. But you know, we have only 5 breads and 2. I said, okay, give me those 5 breads and 2 fishes. Amen. In their hands, it was 5 breads and 2 fishes. But when it was given to the hands of the Lord, it fed 5,000 people. Amen. 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 That's the principle of the Lord. Amen. It was a piece of gold in the house, but given to the Lord, it became the mercy seat. Amen. It was a piece of brass in the house, given to the Lord, it became the ark of the Lord. Amen. Those five pieces of bread, it could have been stayed there. You know, sometimes we are selfish for nothing. You will not even get full. Sometimes we are selfish for nothing. You see, a piece of bread like this, you don't want to share it with your brother. But you'll eat it, you'll not even get full. Give him a piece, so that he can drink some water, you get another fish. You know, but no. Me first. Me first. But the Lord showed them, give me these pieces of bread. They gave it to the Lord. In the hands of the Lord, five breads were not five breads anymore. Amen. That's why we are advising you, my brother, my sister. That's why we are advising you. We are in a building process. Amen. Don't hold on to what you have. We know times are difficult. We know rents are expensive in Ireland. We know things are not well. But the Lord doesn't care about that. They were in the wilderness. The Lord provided so that their clothes could not wear. Amen. They couldn't fall sick. Amen. That money that you hold on many times, you'll say, oh, you know, if I didn't keep that money, you know that child, she just collapsed. And if I didn't have that money in the house, she could have died. So we went and we paid. And you kept it for yourself. The Lord made you to pay it to someone else. Amen. And that someone will go and commit sin with that money. Amen. But you give it to the Lord. The Lord protected them so that they could not fall sick. Amen. The Lord protected them so that their clothes could not wear. Amen. Amen. Giving to the Lord, it's a principle. Amen. I love money. Amen. I really love money. Excuse me for that. We love money. No one will say yeah. But if you love money more than the Lord, that is not good. Amen. But we all love money. So I don't want to be a hypocrite, to pretend I'm spiritual. No, I'm not spiritual when it comes to that. Amen. Amen. So the Lord wants you to put him first. The Lord wants, there is a job to do for the Lord. He's requesting you. You know, God is not a dictator. The Bible says in Exodus, where we read, it repeats that word many times, with willing hearts. Those who will give willingly. Bring it willingly. It gives you that free will. It gives you that freedom to judge. If you want or if you don't want. If you don't want, you'll just say, okay, that's fine. That's your free choice. I can't blame you. But if you give him, you will see what that small piece you have given to the Lord, what it will become few years later. Amen. Few days later. Amen. In the next hour. Amen. Amen. For the disciples, it didn't take days. They were there. They gave five breads. In the next minute, it fed a lot of people. Amen. And the Bible says 5,000 men. They didn't count women and children. And you know what? If we count here, we'll see that women are more than men. In any religious assembly, you'll find that women outweigh always men. They are always more than men. And women bring with them children as well. One woman you'll see here with four children. So I wonder how many people were there. There may have been 50,000. Because if there's 5,000 men, the women are more than men, and every woman has got children as well. So I don't know how many people were there. Amen. But five breads and two fishes fed those people. Listen, not only it fed those people, you'll see they gathered how many baskets? 12 baskets. 12 baskets, In the second instance of multiplication, they gathered 7 baskets. Very significant. They gathered 12 baskets, meaning that the bread of life that you are eating today, the same bread of life will be preached to the 12 tribes of Israel.
Amen.
Kept to yourself, it could have been just pieces of bread. But given to the Lord, it fed people physically.
Amen.
And the provision for the spiritual food to the tribe, the 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. The second instance, it was left 7 baskets. Provision for the 7 church ages.
Amen.
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 To the Lord, those 5 pieces of bread, it was enough to feed that multitude and to make provision for the bread of life for the coming church ages. Amen.
Amen.
So, my brother, my sister, whatever you have in hand, it may become a mercy seat for someone.
Amen.
Whatever you give, you know, we contribute in this. We send money to the voice of God. We give this and that. They produce a booklet. Your money you had in your pocket, it transforms to become a booklet. And that booklet will become eternal life to someone else.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Very important principle for
Amen.
Us. So when you give to the Lord, don't think twice. The Lord is not an Indian giver. The Lord is not an unfaithful partner. Even if physically, because you'll say, okay, but many times as humans, we are just short-term people. You want tank, tank. God is not a magician or a showman. God has got his own time set.
Amen.
You may not see it now. It may not be physical. You may not see it in your lifetime. Amen. You in your lifetime, you may not see the reward. But when you are gone, Israel today, they are blessed. Because of who? Abraham. Amen. Generations and generations before. Not, listen, God is God. Not only Israel, physically speaking, even the Arab people, they are seed of Abraham. See the way they are blessed. See the way they are wealthy. Materially speaking, they didn't get the spiritual blessing, but materially speaking, they own the oil of the world. They colonized the world because that blessing from Abraham went and expanded to all the offspring of Abraham. Amen. So you may not see it in your lifetime, but your children,
Amen.
The children after your children, they will see the blessing of the Lord.
Amen.
We are sowing, don't be selfish. We are sowing not only for ourselves, we are living for the rest of the world. God made us messenger of peace.
Amen.
He said, go and preach the gospel
Amen.
So that those who will believe shall be saved.
Amen.
That's the great commission.
Amen.
So if you can't preach with your words, you can send someone preach. Amen.
Amen.
If you can't preach with your words, you can contribute to a missionary campaign
Amen.
To get people saved. Amen. And God will bless you for that. Amen.
Amen.
So, just bear this in mind. This principle. God wants you. God wants to associate you in his job. The Lord wants. It's a privilege, my brother.
Amen.
It's a privilege that the Lord could call you an associate.
Amen.
He wants you to be a partner with him. Amen. Sometimes we don't take it, we don't consider how important it is. What kind of partner? Because partnership means, you know, there are obligations and there are duties as well. The other partner is expecting something from you. It's not only yourself, himself, to bear the weight of the deal, but you are bearing your share of the deal.
Amen.
God, the Lord is waiting for you to honor your share of the deal. Amen. He made you your partner. He put the salvation of the world on your shoulders. Amen. He didn't want angels to evangelize the world. He didn't want angels to be to save the world. He came, he died, and he said, the rest of the job, I put it onto your shoulders. Amen. And I make you my associate so that let's go all together and save the world. Amen. Don't take it lightly, my brother. Don't take it lightly. It's very important. We are building the house of the Lord. Amen. And every piece of material is needed to build the house of the Lord. If you've got only spices, if you got only a garlic, bring a garlic. It will be used to make the incense, and the incense will be important in the worship. Amen. If you got only, goat's hair, we'll need some pieces of clothes to divide the edifice. Bring it. God will take your piece of gold. God will take the skills of such brother. God will take the wisdom of such sister and put it together, and it will become the Shekinah glory. Amen. Amen. We praise the Lord. We really praise the Lord. The prophet says, just insisting on this principle. And the Lord said, have you any bread among you? And they said, it is I, be not afraid. We have a little boy here that has a few loaves and fishes, about 5 loaves and 2 fishes, or something like that. And he said, well, bring them here. Now, if you notice, in order to do something, Jesus taken something to do something with. Amen. Amen. It's not the time where he was raining manna anymore. Because when he was raining manna, the people didn't take it, didn't consider the manna as something of value. Because it was raining from, like rain, when it rained here, is it a phenomena? Is it an event? It's just rain. Okay, it's just rain. What should I care? It was like that. Manna was just raining. You know, when you sleep, in the morning you wake up, manna will be there. So the people didn't take it as they should. It was just something granted. But the Lord said, no, I won't rain the manna anymore. In order to do something, I have to take something. You have to bring something so that me, I can do something out of it. Amen. The prophet keeps on saying in the same sermon, now, in order for him to get something, someone had to surrender something. That was the little boy. He had to surrender his lunch. Amen. Now, to the little lad, the lunch in the little boy's hand wasn't very much. He could only partially feed himself. Perhaps. But once placed in the hands of Jesus, it fed 5,000. Amen. And what you've got in your hand, in your own hand, it's not enough. But in God's hands, it's wonderful what he can do with such little. Amen. You may say, oh, I'm just being paid very, minimum wage. It can't even cover my rent. It can't cover my insurance, my bills, my this. But the Lord say, I don't have the coats here. The prophet is saying, there was a time when he got sick. He went in debt to get, medicine to heal himself, everything. He was so indebted. But he says, I was working that time in the telephone line company. When I get paid, even though it was not enough for my own needs. But the first thing I was doing was to pay my tithes. Amen. And then pay my debts. And then the rest. And you see, the prophet will say, I've never seen the Lord blessing me as he blessed me there. I've never lacked, even though I could see the amount of money was not enough for myself. But my first duty was to the Lord. Pay my tithes. My second duty was to pay my debts. Amen. And then look at my need. Maybe after paying his tithes and his debts, you could stay, remain, you know, nothing in the pocket. But he's there. He watches. He sees. He knows your needs. He will never forsake you. So let's just hold on to these principles. The prophet gives another illustration. He says, and what you've got in your hand is not much. But in God's hand, it's wonderful what he can do with such little. Amen. One time, an old shepherd by the name of Moses, he was herding sheep one day, packing in his hand an old dry stick. Amen. Amen. And God spoke to him by the burning bush, and Moses turned away to see. Now, Moses had less than the boy. The little boy had some food. Moses has a dry stick in his hand. In Moses' hand, it was nothing else but a stick that he'd picked up on the desert. But once, when it was that, when that hand of faith taken a hold of that stick, it became God's judgment rose to the world. Amen. Amen. Moses, he had to surrender his stick. Give it to the Lord. In his hand, it could just remain a simple stick. It could just remain something useless that you could throw anywhere. But the Lord told him, give me your stick. He gave it into the hand of the Lord. That stick became the judgment to the world.
Amen.
We are not meant to become his judgment. We are made to become the mercy seat to the world. Amen. So if only we accept this principle. That in our hands, we are not worth anything. Anything in our hands, don't hold on to it. Give it out to the Lord. Pay to the Lord. The Lord will provide. Not only he will provide, but you will become his real associate in the salvation of the world. Amen. So, brethren, sisters, it's very important that we understand these principles.
Amen.
Because if you don't understand it, we'll be very bad partners to God. God has, you know, trusted us to that level to give us a hand of partnership, to call us to walk with us. But if we don't die to self,
Amen.
The Israelites died to themselves. They couldn't think. They couldn't see. You know, they didn't see the future of themselves. They were going to a strange land. Maybe something that could help them start, you know, a business. That piece of gold, that piece of rings, jewelries. They were keeping him, you know, jealously. So that when they get into the land, the first days, you never know what will happen there. I should hold on. This is my life. But when the Lord came, he said, give it to me.
Amen.
They came willingly. They gave it to the Lord. And see how God blessed them in the land.
Amen.
God gave them a land with honey and milk. Amen.
Amen.
So in your hand, my brother, you'll be nothing. But in the hand of the Lord, you'll be a blessing. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Yes, sir. Amen. He poured in the oil and the wine. Come that restored my soul. Thank you.
Principles. It's now up to you to see what you will do with what you have heard. If you want just to be yourself, to hold on to what you are, not to give up yourself to the Lord, you will remain alone. Jesus said, you have to die to yourself. You have to be born again. Because if a grain go underground, it will come up multiplied. Amen. So that's why we have to give up. Die to yourself first, because if you die to yourself, you will look at the Lord and the others first before you care about yourself. We are too much selfish sometimes. Sometimes we think our needs are more, far more than what the Lord can do. But today we have just heard what the Lord, the plan of the Lord is. My brother, sister, it's into your hands. We have a building project, and God has no other associate than you, my sister, than you, my brother, to bring that building to realization. Bring your talents, bring your gift, bring your presence. Give yourself to the Lord, and you'll see how the Lord will bless you. Amen. Can the song leader give us another song?
Jah and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not to visit you today. Your heart cried, oh, He's passing by this moment. Your tears apply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. You will find He's not to miss Him today. Your heart's cry, oh, He's by, He's passing by this moment. Is to reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by.
Amen, amen. Meditate upon these words. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. His hand is not too short to supply to your needs. He sees, He knows all you need. Just reach out to Him. And reaching out to Him is surrendering to His will. Amen. Reaching out to Him is giving up yourself and let Him take the leadership. Meditate upon these words, my brother, as we call our brother Pasmo to come and pray for us.
Let us pray. It's a good evening, Lord. Your children have come.
Amen.
Just like the prophet said one time,
amen,
and remembering the Lord, how that He preferred even that evening service, because that is the time that you went to your children in the Garden of Eden.
Amen.
You would go, Heavenly Father, in the setting of the sun, and you would call Adam, and they would come and sit down with you, Lord.
Amen.
And you would have fellowship.
Amen.
Lord, it feels just like we are there.
Amen.
How we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, even for your word.
Amen.
And yet, Lord, we look into our hearts, we look into ourselves. It just feels like if I was that little boy, if I was the one that ate the fish,
amen,
if I was the one, Lord, that ate the bread, would I have given it up, Lord? Lord Jesus, if I was like that widow woman, oh Lord, that you say to the prophet Elijah, you from above yet commanded that widow woman, oh God, even to take care of your prophet.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, here in the city of Dublin, in the country of Ireland, raising the flag of the message of the hour,
amen,
your children, oh God,
amen,
they have received Elijah. They have received the message, Lord.
Amen.
They have embraced it into their homes.
Amen.
They are keeping it with them.
Amen.
They have come even tonight, oh God, to hear more from
Amen.
You.
Amen.
What did you do, Almighty God, even to the widow woman?
Amen.
You told her through the prophet, oh God,
Amen.
How that she was not going to die.
Amen.
Lord, even in this barren land, Lord, even in this austerity situation,
Amen.
Your children are not going to die.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, they've accepted your word.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, just like the skilled men in the days of Moses,
Amen.
They've entered into the mind of Moses, and Lord, they've started this project.
Amen.
Father, we thank you so much for people that will accept to be partners with you, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen.
Lord Jesus, we have the fish, we have the bread, but the work is bigger than the fish and the bread.
Amen.
Would you please, Lord, come and help my brothers and sisters here, Lord? The disciples couldn't multiply the bread. No, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Please, Lord, would you come, Lord Jesus?
Amen.
It's a noble cause.
Amen.
The prophet taught us how we should continue to do our farming and all. Lord Jesus, my brothers and sisters, Lord, look at where they are fellowshipping, Lord. Lord, they've got a desire, Lord, and we heard tonight how that it's a dying to ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, I pray tonight, Heavenly Father, that, Lord, you be the after speaker.
Amen.
Lord, may you just go home with us, Lord, and
Amen.
May you just continue to speak with us, oh God.
Amen.
May this word, Father, not be a word of a man.
Amen.
We know, Heavenly Father,
Amen.
When the word, Lord Jesus Christ, went even to the widow woman, Lord, she said, even according to your word, she did not keep anything to herself or her son. Lord, she said, whatsoever you say.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you so much.
Amen.
I thank you, Lord. You have ministered to my heart. And I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you help me also to take this bread of life everywhere I go.
Amen.
Father, may you bless our precious brother who has labored tonight, oh God. May you just enter into the hearts of your children, Lord.
Amen.
We know, Heavenly Father, it is not the word of Moses. It is you. It was not Moses' mind. We know, Lord, that it was not even the brother who had the gifts, that teacher who was there to understand what Moses was talking about. But the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord.
Amen.
Father, may you just anoint every brother, every sister here, Lord.
Amen.
Just to be able to know,
Amen.
Heavenly Father, that there is a place for everyone.
Amen.
Just to be able to know, mighty God, that Father, it's your Holy Spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Even in the fivefold ministry.
Amen.
It's the Holy Spirit even in the people.
Amen.
Just the same way you said even unto Zerubbabel.
Amen.
When you send a prophet to him, Lord.
Amen.
And you told him it's not by might, it's not by power.
Amen.
But it was going to be by your Spirit, oh God.
Amen.
And Father, when you moved even in the heart of Nehemiah, as he was going to raise even the walls of Jerusalem, Lord, you also moved the heart of the people. And
Amen.
Father, they all joined together with Nehemiah.
Amen.
And Lord, they did the work of the Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit that moved in the heart of Zerubbabel, may the same Holy Spirit move in our hearts, Almighty
Amen.
God. That Father will be able to know and understand it is not our might, it is not our money, it is not our jobs.
Amen.
But Lord, what you have given us, Lord,
Amen.
We'll bring it back to you, Father.
Amen.
Lord, I pray, Almighty God, even as you moved in the hearts of the people, you moved in the house of Joshua,
Amen.
And you moved in the hearts of the people, and they came together and they did the work of God.
Amen.
And the temple was rebuilt.
Amen.
How we thank you, Almighty God, tonight.
Amen.
May you bless each and every soul
Amen.
That's represented here, Lord.
Amen.
Those that are not able to make it, Father, may you just move even to their hearts as well.
Amen.
We know, Almighty God, that you speak in many ways.
Amen.
May you just bless your children, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Bless, oh God, even our pastor.
Amen.
Bless the ministers, Lord. Bless the deacons. Bless all the officers. Bless the young ones, Lord.
Amen.
Bless the weak. Bless the strong.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Let's dismiss with whatever song the song leaders want to give us.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see. I want to see. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love and say you holy, holy, of my heart.